Team news, yeah. We're having Luke Murphy not available and Tommy Bianchi not available. The rest are available.
He is back in training, though, I read this morning, Luke Murphy. Is that right?
Are you spying on us? Yes, it's true.
There's lots of feeling of optimism around the place, around the fans, which makes a change for Leeds United over the past couple of years. Are you feeling that as well as head coach?
I feel that there is a positive atmosphere around the place. I think we got welcomed, the coaches joining Leeds United Football Club. The new players got welcomed. I think we got great support at our training camp and in our last friendly. So I feel like people looking forward for the season. The way we set out the team, the way we are dressing the game, the way we would like to be active and not reacting, I think that will also make sure that the atmosphere then also goes over to the stands and to the crowd, and they're pushing us even further. I think it would be very important for us going forward to try to fill the stadium, to try to get the crowd behind us, that the crowd understands sometimes in difficult periods to help us. But that has to start from us. That has to start from us on the pitch, the way we are dressing games. And I said, every player, I expect that we make mistakes, but it's always the way how we react after mistakes. And when we're showing the right reaction, I'm sure the crowd will support us and they will help us through difficult spells.
Stuart Dallas, you brought in at the start of this week. Yeah. How's he settled in?
I know exactly what I get from Stu. He's a great example. I got him. I went over to Belfast, was it 3 years ago? 3 years ago, Belfast, met his parents and met the player. And after I met him, I knew he will be a player. I gave the green light to sign him. Brentford did a great job with him, the player did a great job. And I know exactly what I get. I think our supporters are very knowledgeable. When I get a reaction on Twitter, they knew what type of player he is. And he had not played a lot of match minutes in pre-season. I would say he's a little bit behind his normal standards, but he is still match fit. He's still available for tomorrow. And I will decide tomorrow, will he play or Sully will play.
Is he the final ingredient into how you want to play in that 4-3-3 system?
I think as a coach, you never come to a point where you said, finally, that's it. You always find areas to improve. And when you are not on that wavelength to always try to improve your squad of players, your team, then I think you will not live long in that business.
And a quick word on Burnley tomorrow. Because they're the team dropping down from the Premier League, I know you're the home side, but is the pressure on them?
I think I welcome Burnley home first leg. I think for me was, I didn't really want to go to Preston away from home in the first game, by saying that. So Burnley home, we know what we get. Team did very, very well over the last 2-3 years. Completely unit, hard-working. I think the manager put his real signature on that team, on that football club, and we know exactly what we get tomorrow.
And the fixtures come thick and fast. How important is it that you get a good start to the campaign?
I think it's very important to always get 3 points in your home games. We want to build on last season. We won 9 games, and we want to make sure that this season we win more home games. And tomorrow is the first. It's the first opportunity to achieve that. We discuss our targets internally. Every player knew what we are looking for. I always said we can't lose our head when we're winning 3 games or when we're losing 3 games. We need to be consistent in our targets we have. We have to have short-term targets. We're setting ourselves a short-term target till the first international break, and then we take it from there. I think it's very important that you not look too far ahead. You have to make sure you're getting points in the next 4 or 5 games, and that is what we try to do.